Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, and welcome to the Make a Short
Story Long
Show.
Show?
I guess it's a show.
You can watch us.
Let's get this show on the road.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those hammies are tight. My hamstrings, that is. Not ham, as in pigs.
There's Thanksgiving ham.
And this little ham went to the market. The meat market. Sorry, once again, the dog is doing the dog thing where they, like, breathe. Today is just the Alina show, I guess.
Oh, this is Amanda. One sec, hold on. Turn.
No worries. I'm
trying to do this real quick. Rooney.
As in the Roonies?
Yeah. You know what? We're just going to wing it. We're going to do Amanda with... See how this works.
Woo!
Okay.
I'm excited.
So, I have... Well, how was your week, day?
It's good. I really have nothing exciting or of interest to say other than...
I just only want to hear about Monday, though.
Oh, yeah.
Just this weekday.
Okay. So, I started off by going to my private gym session. Just kidding, but it feels like it because... Lauren and I are the only two that go to this class, and so it's like
Lauren,
my roommate. Sorry, thank you. Context for the listeners.
I literally don't know who Lauren is. Just kidding. Just kidding. I know you are. I know where you sleep. Yeah,
I know where you sleep.
I do. I do know where she sleeps. She's a nice
true.
Room.
She has a really nice room. So yeah, we went and we're the only two there. So it's like a private training.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's nice. Other than, I feel like if it's just gonna be two people. We should get the attention if they're just being two people. But it kind of feels like the teacher is like...
Pretending there's a whole audience?
Yeah!
That's... My dad used to have me sign up for these personal trainer courses on the cruise. Just me, not my other siblings. Definitely, he was trying to hint something.
That's not a hint.
That's just flat out saying, Amanda, you need to get your shits together. But anyways, it was the same way. It was like... The whole cruise, I don't know how this happened, but it was always like six of us. And we're in the middle of the gym working out, and they acted like it was 60 people. Yeah.
Like the whole cruise
ship.
There's
six of us.
Yeah.
There's six of us.
You couldn't learn our names.
Yeah, didn't, but he could have.
He could have easily.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's what I feel. Like, it's the way to pump up two people is very different than how you pump up 20 people.
Yep.
And it falls flat if you do it the other way.
Yeah.
It's kind of awkward.
I was also the only 12-year-old in that class.
Oh, goodness.
Surrounded by, like, 60-year-olds.
Of course. Who, just my, like, who goes on a cruise to lose weight?
I don't
know. Literally unlimited food.
I was not even overweight as a child, so
no, you're
I don't
not.
Know why my dad was making me. I just gave Alina some old photos from fourth grade.
And I can confirm you were not an overweight 12-year-old.
No. I may have had some...
We all had some, like... Yeah. 12-year-old chub.
Oh, I was going to say fashion issues.
Oh.
But that too. Definitely chubby cheeks. Yeah.
Well, I always just like thought. I was like, oh, it's my baby fat. It'll like grow up.
I didn't even notice.
Like, oh, I always felt like I had baby fat, but I never worried about it because I was like, I'm a baby. Like, yeah. I shopped at the children's place till I was like 15 because I was like really proud that I could fit in their clothes. You know, I'm like,
okay.
Like, their jeans are so cheap because they're children's jeans. So... Like, I never really thought about my baby fat until it never went away.
Yeah.
And then one day I just, like, woke up and I was like, I'm not a baby anymore. Why do I still have this baby fat?
Yeah. No, for me, that was the same thing, but reversible clothing.
What do you mean by that?
I just owned way too many items that were reversible. And then I was like, wait a second.
I'm not reversible.
We should grow out of this stage. I think half the items I owned were reversible from limited to. I had reversible belts. Everything was reversible. And then I was
to
like,
be fair,
nobody else is doing
any
this.
Any belt is reversible if you want.
That's true.
Actually, pretty much any article of clothing is reversible.
You know what? That's true. One time I wore this sweatshirt. Actually, this was too...
As a reverse sweatshirt?
No, I wore it backwards for about an hour and a half. And then finally my friend... It's a Sundance sweatshirt. It says Sundance on the front. And about an hour and a half into my friend's birthday party, she's like, by the way, Amanda, do you know your sweatshirt's on backwards? This was like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, thanks, nice. Thanks, Macy. That's fine.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's funny. And then I was like, no, I can't switch it because then I'm going to look like an idiot. So I just had to ride it out.
The other day, my little cousin, he had his shirt on backwards and he's like four or whatever. And we're all just like, oh, do you know your shirt's on backwards? And he starts bawling. Like, he runs to his mom and he's so embarrassed. And then we felt bad because, like, we didn't think he was going to get embarrassed by that.
Yeah.
So while he's crying with his mom while she fixes his shirt, I'm like, guys, let's all make our shirts go backwards. And we, like, go and put our shirts.
Bride. I meant Princess Diaries.
Do they change their shirts backwards?
No, they eat the ice cream.
Not remembering that part. Oh, when she eats the ice cream wrong, and then they're all
really
like
cold. So then they all eat the green ice
cream. Yeah, I do remember that part.
Why didn't they just have vanilla? I just don't understand. Because I
pistachio.
But it looks so green.
Well, that's Genovia for you. Genovia is known for their Genovia. Super green ice cream. Anyway, so we go to all this effort to like change our shirts on backwards, and he comes back, and we're like, "Look, our shirts are on backwards." And then he cries because his shirt's the other way.
You're just ruining this kid's day.
Apparently.
Dang. That's
rough.
See,
stuff.
I just once I was told, I was like, nah, I just gotta run this out.
Yeah. And that can pass as a like people put stuff on the back of shirts.
Nobody wears the sweatshirt backwards. This
but
is like a
it
no
could pass.
Yeah, but it was like it's Amanda. I don't know if she did it on purpose, but we know she got dressed in her car. That's
there's not much we know about this elusive girl other than she always gets
dressed in her car. We definitely saw
her
getting dressed in her car for the swimsuit party or whatever, pool party, swimsuit party.
It's the swimsuit section of this birthday party.
Yeah. So, yeah. That sounds like a great Monday.
Yeah. How was yours?
Great. Elusive. I don't know what that means.
Oh.
What does elusive mean?
Let's Webster Dictionary it, but... or Urban Dictionary. Should we Urban Dictionary this? Let's see. But I like to say that elusive is like, ooh. Like secretive or like a mystery. Okay, it says difficult to find, catch, or achieve. Difficult to remember or recall.
Oh, elusive. Yeah, my Monday was elusive.
Mm-mm. Elusive is sometimes confused with elusive.
What's the difference?
Well, elusive is like deceptive and illusion. But elusive is like...
like illusion and allusion. Wait, no. What am I trying to say?
I don't know. I have no idea what you're trying to say.
I don't know either. But we're just gonna usher and... no. There's some word that like...
and Sheeran.
Yeah. Ed Sheeran and Edward Scissorhands. Okay, I don't know. Anyways, it's late. This is the latest we've...
yeah, it's late, and we don't have our energy drinks.
No.
So, sorry about that, guys.
No, I'm crashed.
This is, like, a relaxing episode. Like, this episode, when you listen to it...
you don't
want to
think.
Yeah, like, put it on when you want to go to bed and you want to be relaxed. Don't put it on when you're like, I gotta clean my whole house, there's so much to do.
Because then you'll be like, wait, I don't know where they are in this sentence. And then you'll go back and then you'll be like, oh, they were nowhere.
They were asleep the whole time. We're actually just sleep talking right now.
We don't know if this is even going to work.
Honestly, I think this whole episode should just be me swiping on, like, on dating apps and giving a narrative of...
well, I sing Near My God to Thee in the background. Because that's... that's relative to what I'm talking about.
Okay, what are we talking about?
The Titanic.
Oh, that's super... if you rearrange the letters of Titanic, you get Tinder. I see the wheels churning.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
But I thought... I figured it out for myself.
Yeah.
Okay. No, you don't.
You don't.
So, if you start... if you started there, you don't. Okay.
You don't. Okay. It, no pain.
I'm getting over a sickness.
It's called genital herpes.
No, it's not. It's called the Black Plague. Wait, is that bad? I don't know what that is.
Ugh. The Black Plague? Yeah, it like knocked off one third of Europe.
Yeah, that's what
it is. But people can make jokes about it now because like it's not really relevant, you know?
I never know what I... sometimes I say stuff from
but
history.
Like with age, yeah, yes. Like you're allowed to. Black Plague is just like one of those rat diseases, you know?
Okay. Oh, that's coming back.
Oh, shoot.
L.A. I heard the Rats Are Running Rampant.
Rats Are Running Rampant is a really good band name.
Rats Are Running Rampant. Have you heard that song called Blue in Australia by Rats Are Running Rampant?
Where did you get the title Blue in Australia?
No.
Like, I just want to know, like, what hat did you pull that up?
Blue in Australia.
Yeah, you just choose a color.
Well, and then, to be honest, my trainer on the cruise was Australian, and I think that's where that came from.
Oh, it's full circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and blue. You probably saw it blue because I have a lot of blue accents in my room.
That's fair. I don't know. Half things... I don't know.
Okay, I want you to close your eyes, okay. And when you open them, look at, like... Find one descriptive okay. word and one noun, and just say the first two that come to your head, and then we're going to do something with it.
Wait, so I'm saying the first descriptive word and first noun?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to have to cut this out if something
That's fine.
Bad comes out.
Yeah, we'll bleep okay. it. 3, 2, 1.
Wait, one more time. I don't even know what that's called. Do I have to say what it is?
You just say whatever descriptive word you see. So an adjective, I suppose, is what... How we say descriptive words.
Okay.
An adjective and a noun.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Purple shoe sole.
Purple shoe sole? Where did you get shoe sole?
I don't know. One more time.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Wait, you do this. I can't do this. Get ready, go.
A quirky bugger. Stop. 3, 2, 1.
Loudtail.
Loudtail, that could be a good band name.
Loudtail.
Although, quirky booger. The quirkberg. Boog. I don't know where
Rusty
we're going.
Paw.
Sorry, we were just about to talk about the Titanic.
Okay, that was. This is rough.
What a trip.
What time is it? It's not even late. Okay. Well, so, the Titanic. the Titanic is the greatest film that has ever been filmed in the history of a lot of films.
Debatable, but continue.
By Wes Anderson.
Imagine if Wes Anderson filmed the Titanic.
The Titanic.
Pan.
Phenomenal job. Yeah. A quirky girl with, like, a side ponytail.
Wait, that's actually a really funny sketch. We just, like, remake movies in the style of Wes Anderson.
That would be so... I would love that.
Hit the like button if you want us to make Titanic by Wes Anderson.
Yes, because I will do it. And if you know me, I will do it.
There's, like, a girl just, like, in all red dress and, like, red clogs. She's just, like, in a, like, little, like, Scandinavian outfit eating ice cream as the ship sinks. And she's just on the point of the ship, like...
And she's, like... And says something, like, oddly dark but quirky as it sinks.
And the ship sinks, like, at my least soul my popsicle in the ice melt. Cream. Oh, yeah. No. Not my lollipop. Pop, pop. And pop pops in the water, like... drowning. You pan, and it's... Who does he always put? Is it Owen Wilson? No, it's not... Luke Wilson?
The girl from The Witch? I don't know.
You know, he always has, like, the same actors? Like, Bill Murray's in a lot of his movies, right?
You know, I talk about Wes Anderson a lot.
For someone who talks about Wes Anderson a lot, you don't know his actors that he's picking
from.
No,
I don't know any actors.
I want to say he likes the Wilson brothers.
I know he had a movie about dogs that I wouldn't watch.
Oh, why?
Stop motion. Not a stop motion person, but I like to make stop motion videos.
Short idea. But make the shirt stop motion.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
I'm liking this.
Okay.
Yeah, like where you take...
Okay.
Anyway. Okay. Stop motion Titanic by Wes Anderson, and a little Swedish girl is the main character. Okay.
Hi. Hey. I'm here on the Titanic, and I'm going to die. I don't know. That accent went everywhere. It went everywhere, but nowhere it was supposed to go.
I think this is our last episode.
This is where we just burn.
This is where I burn the whole podcast to the ground. Okay. Well, the Titanic. All of my topics don't start till, like, way too far in. So I'm sorry about that. But that's kind of like my life, you know? I'll get there when I'm, like, 60.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, the Titanic. This is last minute, but I happened to take notes about the Titanic one time, so we'll see how far this gets.
Okay.
So one of my favorite stories from the Titanic is, so you guys have probably seen the movie, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I haven't.
Okay, well, yeah. You should have. So it sinks. Okay, that's how it ends. Anyway, so there's certain actors that are based on true people, mm-hmm. but like Rose and
Jack,
I almost said John. I'm terrible. I should know that. But yeah, they're not real. So that's, mm-hmm. sorry.
But are they inspired by real people?
I don't think so. Not that I know of. Hmm. I've looked in the Titanic pretty.
I believe
probably was a girl.
And we don't like fact checked here either.
No. So one of my favorites is the Wallace Hartley. So, do you know who Wallace Hartley is?
I have no bloody idea who Wallace Hartley
really?
Is.
Really?
Oh my gosh. I couldn't even tell you if Wallace Hartley is a boy or a girl, but I'm going with girl.
Oh, no, it's a boy. We're starting to do a good runoff. That's
This runoff has been good.
We're starting on some good slopes here. Okay. So,
slippery, but good nonetheless.
So, have you seen the scene in Titanic when the boat is sinking and, did I put the quote in here? When they're playing, like, the violin. And then he says, "Gentlemen, it has been a privilege playing with you tonight." And then they all break up and then they run away. But then Wallace Hartley stays there and he takes out his violin, like, keeps his violin out and he starts playing. And then the other men, they're like, you know, kind of walking away, and they turn around and they see that he's still there, and they all come back and then they keep playing. Aww. And then they play. So that's actually a true story.
And did they all die?
They all died. And so there was a lot of like...
Would they have survived if they didn't play their music?
So I think no, because Wallace Hartley was found, and so there was a lot of like iffy stuff. People are saying like the violin wasn't real because they found his violin. And it was from when I researched this 3 years ago when I was supposed to be doing my homework in the library.
As one does.
I spent 2 hours researching this topic. But it was so interesting. It said it was the most expensive item sold at auction from the Titanic. But I've since recently looked it up again. It says it's the second most.
Okay.
But anyway, the violin sold for 1.5 million euros. Which is like roughly
Whoa.
2 million US dollars.
Who got that money? Like, is it the person that the scuba dove and got the violin?
So what happened was they found... Where is it? So, first of all, the violin... We'll put up a photo of it. But the violin was... He was found, I think, with the violin. And it was, like, packaged away, whatever. Like, and then the violin had in... Like, it was inscribed... What's the word?
Inscribed.
Inscribed. And it said, "For Wallace on the occasion of our engagement from Maria." So Maria was his fiance, and she gave him this violin for their like engagement, obviously. And so that's how they knew.
I picked that up from context. Yeah.
So let me explain this. Let me like get into the linguistics of this.
Let me break this.
Let me dissect this for you because it's in a different language. So there's some hidden meaning.
There's some hidden meaning.
Wallace is a girl, and no. So there's. So yeah. There are like different people who say different things, like they did hear the band play to the end, they didn't hear the band play to the end. But some the people that say they didn't hear it said that they were more on a different side of the ship. And also, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a ton. Like, I don't think you really realize.
But there are people who were on the Titanic.
But he did have enough time to put his violin away.
Yes, because he locked it up. And I think he knew he was going to die because he could have gotten on, like, a boat or whatever. But they kept playing. And then... but there are a couple people that did say they heard the band playing until, like, right before it sank. And then they said then they kind of, like... But they did play Nearer My God to Thee. Oh. But it's not the Nearer My God to Thee. So Nearer My God to Thee is, like, a world-known song. Mm-hmm. But the one they played is actually a totally different melody. There's two different Nearer My God to Thees.
Mm-hmm.
And... Not to be a downer, but the one they played sucks. I don't like it. Oh. So,
can you hum it?
No, I don't even know what I can't even like remember. But I remember I heard it and I was like, oh, I bet it's gonna like be like, oh, this one's so much better. No, it's terrible. Hated it.
Yeah.
It's very olden day hymn.
Is it like do 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 do?
It was like it's more organy. I know it's a violin, but it's more.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not has that organ. Nothing like I just did. Just wipe that because I literally can't tell you.
It.
But, anyways, but he did say, "Gentlemen, like, that did happen where they broke up and then, like, you know, they came back, all that stuff, whatever. But yeah, it was the highest grossing object from the Titanic.
It's gonna make me cry.
What?
Like that. It's just, like, gonna make me cry.
Aww.
I don't know why. Like, is it my hormones?
I don't know. I think I cried when I researched this in the BYU library, or in the library, for 2 hours.
It's just, like, no one should have to die on a Titanic.
Oh, no, it's, I mean, apparently he was a great guy, but, like, the people said, there's, I mean, if you look at those videos from the Titanic people, that, like, their accounts, I mean, understandably, they're angry, right? But there's some angry people. Have you watched those videos?
No, I haven't. How many people died in the Titanic? The most
angry old women and men you've ever, like, they're bitter. They're, like, swearing about, they're just so.
Yeah. Well, one, because their tickets were hella expensive, and then they didn't even get to go to their end destination. You know?
Well, they got, yeah, that's true.
So, like, imagine that.
But it's, like, years. But there was one lady who I do like. And I don't have her name on here because we're just winging this.
Mm-hmm.
But you can look her up. so, yeah. So, that was the Wallace Hartley story. Oh, and then I was going to say. So, he was 34 years old when he died. And they found him 10 days after the sinking of the Titanic. They found him 10 days after. And he was floating with the violin.
Oh.
And so, then they... Alan Aldridge, he had forensics look at the violin because people... They lost the violin. They couldn't find it. And then they found it in someone's attic, like, years later. It was, like, in 2000. I'm going to make this up. 10. We're just going to say that.
Recent.
Yeah. And so then they had forensics look at it because it was scribed in it, like, you know. And it had salt water and erosion
as one
would have for 10 days in the, like. So, anyways, that was super cool. But really sad. And so, yeah. But there was another person that was really cool on the Titanic, and if you've seen the movie, it's the really big lady, Kathy Bates, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Is that? And she gives Jack her son's suit so he can go to, like, the fancy dinner.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She's, like, red hair. She's, like, so, I don't know if it's a, like, a, what's it called, like, when you're, a scene that didn't make it into the movie?
Oh, like a deleted scene?
Yeah, I don't know if it's still... Sorry, guys. I'm off. So...
Cancel culture.
Dude, I'd be canceled. Half the stuff, they'd be like, that's inaccurate. I'm like, I told you it was, so... Anyways.
We told you not to fact check us.
But Kathy Bates, anyways, so she... she plays this lady that was, like, nice, you know, on the boat. So, fun fact. She grew up poor. This is...
Kathy Bates did?
Sorry. The actress she plays is a real person. And she plays somebody... So, her character is a real person. It's based off a real person.
Clear.
So, she... Her character... I'm going to call her character Kathy Bates, but it's not Kathy Bates.
What about Bathy Cates?
Okay, what about...
I like Bathy Cates.
Okay, Bathy Cates. Okay, I'll go a little bit Bathy. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So Bathy, she grew up poor.
Mm-hmm.
And she, when you grow up poor in that era, you know, whatever, you're supposed to marry rich. Well, she didn't marry rich. She married someone that she loved, which was, like, you're not supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ended up, like, getting, like, a good deal in his business, whatever. And then they became super wealthy. So she was, like, struck gold because, like, she married someone she loved. Mm-hmm. And because, like,
yeah. Honestly, the dream.
Yeah. And I'm like, dude, good for her, though. Like, that's just great, you know?
We love Bathy Cates.
Yeah, we love Bathy Cates. So she gets on the boat, whatever. And they're, so she gets, like, you know, she gets on safe one of the, like lifeboat things. And they're going away. And then she was like, we need to go back to save people. And the sailor guy, you know, who was captaining their little sailboat, life raft, not a sailboat. He was like, no, we can't go back. And she was like, no, we need to go back. And she
shot him.
Well, she turned, like they weren't supposed to go back, but she made her boat
go back.
Like, yeah. She, like, took charge of the whole boat and then, or the little life raft, and went back and saved more people.
Whoa.
And which, like, no one did. Like, that was, like, insane that she was like, no, we need to go back and save more people. 'Cause they had, like, empty seats. Oh, and they wouldn't, because like the people would paw and like tip the thing, and she was like, no. And so she went back and she saved a ton of people. And so that's a true story, yeah. And then she, when she went back to America, or like wherever they ended up,
did her husband make it out?
I think so. I can't, I'm pretty sure he did.
No.
I don't know. And then, but he, or she went on to like do tons of crazy cool stuff. Mm. And like she went back to Europe and did something. I don't know. But anyway, her life was like, she did a lot of like rights and that stuff. So
rights and that Kate, stuff.
Bathy Cates was a great woman. Look her up. That's not her name, but figure it out.
That's also going to make me cry.
Yeah. And then there was one more that was really cool. And it was a... There was... he was the chef. Like, the head chef of the Titanic. Mm. And he was... He, like, heard that the ship was going to sink. And so he went and he just started drinking. He just down and just... Vodka... more
down the hatch,
all the stuff.
He made himself fireball, a nice bomb, gin and tonic.
Yeah.
Did so you know what a gin and tonic is made out of?
Glitter.
Crazy stuff. Just found this out. It's gin
and tonic.
And tonic.
Tonic?
Like tonic water.
Like I put that on my face.
No, that's toner.
No, tonic. Glow tonic.
Oh, I don't know what you put on your face, girl.
Gin and tonic. I guess that makes sense. That's literally what the word is.
Yeah. Pretty cool, huh?
Bloody Mary is actually blood. And Mary. And Mary. It is Mary's blood. So, anyways.
Classic yeah, Catholics, twice am I right? This episode's gonna come back to haunt us and bite us in the butt.
There's a lot of things
out
there.
Did you know that the SNL just hired a guy... And then, when it was released, someone found, like, clips from him talking in a podcast that he has, and he said very racist and homophobic stuff, and then...
They kicked him off?
They fired him.
Oh.
But to be fair, like, he did say very bad things.
Okay.
And you and I are just saying, like, Catholics drink Bloody Marys.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's I think true. We're in the safe.
I think... You know what? I think Catholic... Yeah, we're just... Is Bloody Mary having to do with Catholics?
I bet Queen of Mary was...
Oh, yeah, they were the Catholicism.
Catholicism.
History.
Mm.
Science.
Anyways. Continue.
Sorry, I'm, like, trying not to cough.
As you cough.
As I cough.
I'm trying not to fall in love with you.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's easy. Anyways, so the chef, he, like, starts drinking, and then he started, like, giving other people alcohol, I think. Don't know if that's part of the story, but I think he was,
he started
like,
bartending?
Yeah, he started just giving people free alcohol, because he's like, we're gonna die, you know? He's
imagine
like,
just if get he loose. Was still asking for tips, though.
He's like, did Sarah live? We have to go after her. No. So, but he went up to the top, and they told him to get on a boat, and he was like, no, I'm not gonna get off a boat. He was like, I'm gonna, like, help the people, but he helped them by shoving them off the ship.
Oh, shoot.
Because they wouldn't jump, and so he would push them off.
Did that really help them?
I guess, no, it did, because if you stayed on the ship, you would, like, there was a current that would pull you down, so you had to jump.
Oh, and you had to jump, like, far off.
And so people weren't getting off, and so, anyways, he, like, they were saying you have to swim, like, you have to jump off the boat, and then you have, you know, to, like...
Swim away from...
Yeah, and then he was trying to tell that people how to, like, keep their water, body temperature like, up.
Have you ever, like, taken a cup and you've brought underwater and then it sucks?
Yep. It's a vortex. Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
That's why they had to jump. Gosh. Yeah.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah, and so, anyway, so then...
Wow.
Then he was, like, telling people they had to jump off. Wow. And so then when he got in the water, because I think he stayed until the, like, they were, like, trying to get him on a boat and, you know, he could have gotten off, but he was like, no, I'm going to, like, stay. And he helped people, and then he was, like, trying to help people, like, stay afloat and, like, teach them to, like, keep their body moving.
This guy is a good drunk.
Yeah, no, great drunk, right? And he lived.
What?
Which is crazy.
Was it because he didn't get hypothermia? Because he had blood, drinking alcohol, so much?
He had drank so much alcohol that his blood was, like...
Warm. Like, it warms you up. Yeah.
And he had, like, saved other people, too, because I think he gave other people alcohol. But he had, like, saved people because they didn't get, like, sucked under and, like... Anyways, okay. Yeah, crazy, huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Where is that in the textbooks?
It's not. Hmm?
That wasn't in the DARE program.
No, it wasn't in the DARE program.
Okay, DARE to be different and drink yourself to survival.
If you have the DARE CD, then you know what I'm talking about. She was like, what was the... John invited me over to... I'll have to find that. I'll find that.
That's a good one. That is so cool.
Yeah.
What was that guy's name? You don't have it down. The chef. That's fine. I think he'll make a great character in our Wes Anderson version of the Titanic.
Yeah, I think...
Easily.
Yeah. He'll be the quirky drunk. Everyone's the quirky something.
Everyone's just, okay, close your eyes. And the first thing you see will be like
the quirky architect.
Yeah. Like the quirky neon lights artist.
Yeah. Yep.
All neon.
The quirky lights maid artist. Who puts your little elephants, who makes your towels into elephants.
The quirky boy who's like, let me paint you like one of my French girls.
Yeah. But he's quirky. So it's different. Mm-hmm. The quirky captain who's like...
He's like, this iceberg looks fun.
Yeah. Yep. Except the captain, I think it was the captain or the architect. I can't remember which one.
Didn't the captain go down with the ship?
Captain went down with the ship. And the architect, I believe, was a very highly respected man on the ship.
The architect of the ship?
Yeah.
Are they called architects if they design ships?
I don't know.
I kind of just call them...
Sharkitects.
Sharkitects. That's a good one.
Sharkitect.
Sharkitect.
So.
Did you have any more interesting Titanic people stories?
Negs.
Negs. Well, no, that's fine. I really enjoyed those. I think it's interesting. Let me rephrase.
I can make up more.
No, I don't want you to. I need you to. No. I think it's just really interesting because I think a lot of times when people talk about the Titanic, they want to talk about, the steel beams that don't melt jet fuel and like all that stuff.
No.
But like I
want to talk about Wallace.
I loved hearing about Wallace.
He's my
loved hearing about Bathy Cates.
Bathy Cates.
Chef. Love it.
Great guy. Great guy. They were just chill. You know?
Honestly, I would love
Bathy Cates kind of raised some hell.
A movie with Bathy Cates, Chef, and Wallace as the main characters. And it follows...
Dude,
hear me out.
Everyone would have lived.
It's not going to be historically accurate, but it follows, they're the three main protagonists, and so it cuts between each of their experiences on the ships and weaves a beautiful story of, their time together and apart.
And then they might finally meet at the end? No.
Well, Wallace dies.
Oh, I forgot Wallace died.
Yeah. He did, but die. Bathy Cates and Chef can meet in the end.
But Bathy Cates tries to save him, and then she's like, "We'll just take the violin,"
and she gets her fortune from selling the violin.
That's actually how she got her fortune.
It's beautiful.
So it's kind of a beautiful story.
It's honestly now that we're saying it out loud, I know this is going to win a Golden Globe.
You know what? I think this is it for us. No, that sounds like horrible. My arm's asleep. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. We've recorded long enough. We can wake up your arm and end the podcast. Oh, stop making out with your arm. What are you doing? I look over and Amanda is straight up just mouth on the hand.
I'm trying to suck the blood back
out. Does that work?
No, it doesn't.
You're trying to reverse hickey your blood out? Oh, not the noises.
Oh. Dog hair in my mouth.
You deserve dog hair in your mouth. Oh,
okay, I'm so sorry about that.
Oh. Well, that has been an interesting podcast. Thank you all for listening. We love you so much.
We love you so much.
We love you so much.
Over and out. Over and up.